Vayter and Shasra and Daft Sadi Gimel, picking it up on Sadi Beis Amud Beis about the bottom of the page, four lines up from the bottom, but really we're going to go about 11 lines up. Amar Rav Yane, last few words of the line, because the sugya kind of flows in from there. Amar Rav Yane, b'chabur nimnu v'garmu, they got together, took a vote, ein kiddushin tosfim b'yavama, and they said that kiddushin does not work with a yavama. That means to say that if she goes ahead and she decides to go and marry outside to the shuk, it's not tofes. Now, says the Gemara, Amali Rav Yochanan. So he said, Rav Yochanan says, Rebbe, says Rav Yochanan, says to Rav Yana, he says, Rebbe, lo mishta sein, he says, isn't sorry, a mishta tells us this, that the Talmud Lutana Mishta, Omer Lisha, Riyat, because that's just Liacha, she's guy of the person says to his wife, to a woman, you are married to me after you. I'm sorry, after I convert. Or lachach is guy after you convert. Lachach is tachre after I become, I'm no longer an eved. Lachach is tachre or you become no longer an eved. Lachach is balecha after your husband dies. Lachach is thomas tachosecha after your sister dies. Or lachach is yachlot slech yavam eich. Or after your yavam does chalitza. And again, that was the last part. Like we said yesterday, the last part is the ikonikud over here, is that all these cases should not work even after this works. And the last case we saw, that kiddushin is not tofes by a yavama if someone else tries it. So when we say Allah achash achash lech yavamech, it doesn't work. Period. Now, I mean, not period, really, question mark. So he's saying, when Rav Yana comes and he says, we decided kiddushin tosen b'yavama, he says, Shkoyach, that's a Mishnah. Like, what are you coming to teach us this? So Rav Yana defending himself, so I'm related back to Ilav the Delay Lachaspa, Mimishkachas Markinisa Tuse, had I not lifted up the this piece of pottery, would you have seen the pearl that's under it? In other words, only because of the way that I explained this answer, now you understand that Mishnah like that. That for more on that, listen to yesterday's shir at the end. But at that point we see beautiful, so far, so good. Now, Rish Lakish comes, and he comes in on the attack against Rav Yochanan, who was trying to bring a raya from that Mishnah to teach us this din, that a Yavama, trying to marry someone else, the condition is not tofes. Says, Omer Le Rish Lakish, says, E lav de kalsa gavra rabba havamina lachana. Masnisin Rabbi Akiva hi. If it wasn't that you just got praised over here by saying, wow, you said a beautiful pearl, then I would have said, Havamina Lachana, I would have said back to you that there's no rye over here to Rav Yana said from the mission you brought. Because Masnisin Rabbi Akiva hi. I could just say that the mission goes to Rabbi Akiva, Dharma and Kiddushin Tosu Bechav Elavin. In other words, don't tell me that Kiddushin is in toe-face by a case of Yavama. Maybe this is just Rabbi Akiva that everybody knows, and therefore you don't have a rye over here for anything. Remember, this whole thing was a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel, whether or not Kiddushin is going to be tofes by Yavam or not. Rav said it isn't, and Shmuel said that we're not sure, it's a suffix. And then we basically end up going, the halacha goes like Rav. But then the question is, who says? Maybe the halacha doesn't follow Rav, and the isser against marrying Yavama is like any other isser, which is no kares involved. So Kiddushin doesn't work according to the Chachamim. Now, what does that tell you? There's a Mishnah, which shows that it doesn't take effect, though we say works within the world of Rabbi Akiva. Sorry, I caught myself there. Kiddushin does work according to Chachamim, but this Mishnah which says that it doesn't work, we say it goes according to the world of Rabbi Akiva, who says that Kiddushin is not tofes on anything which is even just a lav, in Kiddushin Tosim Mechave Lavin. So therefore, Rish Lakish must be that he's going back to Rabbi Akiva, that Kiddushin doesn't work with someone who's usher to them, even if it's not a particular relative, like we saw the multiple way machlokas back in Memtes that we mentioned a little bit yesterday. So you have no raya from our Mishnah to say the lachas like Rav. Maybe this is that just that Mishnah, like Rav Yane was saying. Maybe that Mishnah is just working in the world of Rabbi Akiva. Now we go on the flip and say nope. Not Rabbi Akiva, and therefore it is a good roof for Rav Yana. V Rabbi Akiva, if you want to see Rabbi Akiva, ki amar lo la'achar shi'achlots lech yavamech, in the case where he says to her that you'll be married to me after the yavam does chalitza, so litfisei bakiduse, it should work. Taha shamina le Rabbi Akiva damar adamak the davashol baleolam. This is going to be the sugya we're going to deal with pretty much the whole day today. The concept of davar shalo bali olam, when a person can be makna or kona, something which didn't yet come into the world. So now we're saying, if you want to say that this mission works the word of Rabbi Akiva, so then really it should. Why are you saying that Kiddushin isn't tofes by the case of when you does chalitza, then we should get married? Why not? Why that should work? Because, you know, Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion that adam can be makna davar shalo bali olam. There can be some sort of transfer of ownership something that hasn't yet come into the world. Where do we know that from? And by the way, and if that is the case, so over here too, it should work that even though it didn't happen yet, when it will happen, that's when it will take effect. Now, where do we find that this is actually the case that he holds us to? We learned in the Mishnah, beep, turn the page, tzadigil, konem an ishani osa lepicha. Let's say a woman goes ahead and she says that I am answering the things that I'm going to make to you, in regard to you. Meaning you can't get any enough from it. Rashi says, Isha shamar labayla, ma sheni osa malacha, yehi aser leficha, bekonim. Top line, konim sheni osa leficha. I'm going to be, konim is lashon of a shvua. That you can't get any enough from it. Ain't tzarech la'afir. He does not have to be made for. Rashi says, the kivin to come a shabid la ma'isei adeh, lo mitzis nidira. Since really, she owes him this ma'isei adeh, the work that she does. Goes to the husband, shows it to him, she's not able to go ahead and make a neder regarding it. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Yafer, you should go ahead and be Mayfair. You know why? Because Shematadif Alav Yotzim and Aroyalo, because there's a certain amount that's expected that she's going to be given to him. Maybe it's going to go beyond that amount. If it's going to be beyond that amount, that amount is going to be Utzer. And therefore, it's worth it for him to go ahead and be Mayfair. And Rashi says, V'alfagav the Dayan Lonas is a Malacha, the Malacha wasn't done, yet still. We see that it's an impact over here. So it's a Dovah Shalom Bali Olam, and you have such an impact of doing such a thing. So. Where Rabbi Kiva, since Davar Shel Olam, you have the ability of impacting something. The same thing over here in terms of the Mishnah that we just brought up. In which case, maybe it's Rabbi Kiva. Then, if you have no raya, says the Gemara, no, right? And therefore, what happens? The we say that the Mishnah can't be Rabbi Akiva because it was Rabbi Kiva that we said that it's not a problem. And if it's not Rabbi Kiva, so then there is a proof from Rav Yannai to tell us. Then we do have a proof of Yannai back to what we just said on Amud Beis of the previous staff that. In Kedushin Tovsin by a Yevama. Okay, so we're back to that point now. Says the Gemara, no. What we said about that particular Mishnah, what it means is that my hands are going to be kaddish to my maker. Tosfos explains over here, meaning that kaddish baruch hu sha'asam, to Hashem that made them. It doesn't mean the work. The fact says, Le'oseim means that I'm answering my hands that are right here, right now. It says the Gemara, the Yadayim istu ba'alma, and the hands are in this world right now, and therefore she does have the ability of doing such a thing. Where Rabbi Kiva would mask him, though, that a davar shelo le'olam can't be affected over here. So then, the Mishnah right before, we could say it does work with the world of Rabbi Akiva. Kum t'choy says something that's not davar shelo le'olam, according to Rabbi Kiva, doesn't actually have any impact over here. It doesn't work. Upligid of Nachman Yitzchak, the argues of Nachman Yitzchak, who says, Damar of Nachman Yitzchak, Rav Huna ki Rav. Rav Huna goes with Rav. We're going to go on a whole list over here. The point is that you're telling me that Rav Huna says that Rabbi Akiva doesn't say davar shelo bali olam. He doesn't hold to such a thing. We're going to see that he does. Listen to the whole list. Apligat of Nachmar Yitzchak, Damar of Nachmar Yitzchak. Rav Huna is Rav Huna kirav. Rav kirabi Yanni. Rabbi Yanni kirabi Chia. Rabbi Chia kirabi. Rabbi kirabi Meir. Rabbi Meir kirabi Elias. Rabbi Meir kirabi Elias ben Yaakov. Rabbi Elias ben Yaakov kirabi Akiva. The Amr Ad the Makna Davar Shel Bali Olam. So when you go through this whole list, you end up with the idea that what? That the Rabbi Kiva does say that a person can be Makna Davar Shel Bali Olam against the way that we just said Rav Huna is saying. Rashi says that each one of these names, Zela Malamidor Shel Zehoya, each one was one generation before. Where do we see that each one of them actually holds this idea that Makna Davar Shel Bali Olam, be able to affect a transference of something that doesn't exist, it's not in the world yet. Rav Huna, Maihi, where is it? The Itmar, because it says, HaMocher Peres Deka L'Chaver. This is someone goes and sells a palm tree to his friend. He goes and he buys it. And there was some sort of kinyan that happened over here. And for when it will come out later. Rashi says that Bimos Gishamim, so it didn't yet come out yet. HaMocher Peres Deka L'Bimos Gishamim. What happens? Amar Rav Huna Ad Shelo Bo L'Olam, until it actually comes into the world, Yochel Achzor, where you can actually go ahead and renege on the sale. Which means that something actually did happen, and if you renege, then you could renege. But if you didn't renege, then it actually would go through. So why is it that if you renege, you can? Because even though you're able to be Makdav Shel Bo L'Olam, it doesn't actually take total effect until it actually comes into the world. But the point is that we see that there's such a concept of Makdav Shel Bo L'Olam. Shel Bo L'Olam, once it comes into the world, though, ain't Yachal Achzibo, you're not able to go and back out from the deal. Sorry, nothing doing. It's already done.
As Rav Shlomo Yitzchoki says, aka Rashi, Mishabo Leolam Ein Yochel Achsebo, Dichiyatsu Chayal Zvine, when it comes in, when once it comes, then it's already Chal, it's now Chal, the sales is goes through. Alma Adamakadav Shalom Leolam. Rav Nachman argues on that, and he says, Af Mishabo Leolam, even when it comes into the world, Yochel Achsebo, you can even go ahead and he can back out even once it comes into the world, because he holds that he doesn't hold that Olam can be Makna, Dover Shalom Leolam. That it doesn't happen altogether. I don't care if it's not around right this moment. Is Dunsky's no sort of deal went through. However, Rav Nachman is maskim. Omer Rav Nachman, Modina di. I agree that the ishamet v'achil, that if the guy who bought it, he actually started to go and take from it and eat from it. Lo mafkinim and we don't go and take it away back from the stuff that he already took and the stuff they already ate. But the general concept is we don't say Adam. We say Adam is not. Shem. Kona davar shel b'liolam. You cannot be makna davar shel b'liolam. Okay, that is at least number one. Next is Rav. We see Rav is makna davar shel b'liolam. Dama Rav, hun ama Rav. Homel chaver, someone says to his friend, sada zesheni lokeach, this field which I'm going to buy, likeshe ekochena knu yilacham e'achshav. When I go ahead and I get it, it will be given to you from right now. Oh, so they do some sort of kinyan over here. And he's given him a gift before he even bought the field. Kana, it actually does work. It takes effect. Rashi says, "V'havi matana shmatana alma mirav shmieli." We see shmirav hold this also. Rav Yana kid Reb Chia. How do we know that they both hold of this idea? From the following story time, Rav Yana havele arisa. Rav Yana had a sharecropper. It's a guy who works the land, but he also gets some of the produce that comes from the land itself. So it says he had this sharecropper. They have a maisi le kanta de peri kol maili shabta. He used to go and bring him a basket of fruit every Erev Shabbos. Every Friday, he would bring it to him for Shabbos, kaidesh, Shabbos, kaidesh, shahu yaman nagale. On one day that happened, on that day, nagale rashes shaha yosem izmano. He waited more than the time. It took time until he actually came. Velo asa, and it didn't actually come. At least they didn't come at the normal time that it comes. Shakal aser mipere debese alayu. He ended up taking from the fruit that he had in his house and took off trumas and isos. Rashi says, ilavayu, afagav dakati lo also, even though they hadn't yet come, he still took off for them. Also, lekamed Rav Chia, he came in front of Rav Chia. For clarity purposes, we know he can't take off trumas and isos on Shabbos itself, so he had to take off before him, but he was nervous he wasn't going to get there in time, so he took off. And even though he hadn't yet come, we see you could do something and get mak. To see whether it was okay what he just did. It's okay, it's good what you just did. Rashi says, this is talking about these psukim and discussing what? Laman tilmod means Gabi Chumo Maisus Ksiv, Vachatofne Hashem. Kol Yamim, Elu Yom Tov Shabbosos. Havilami Lizar Shalom Yevatel Onik Shabbos, Vishotikan Abitevel. You shouldn't be Mavatel Mitzak Onik Shabbos. Because of that, so you can go ahead and see and make sure to have that happen. Make sure you do what you can do. In this case, that's what you have to do. That's what you have to do. You're good to go. What halacha is being taught over here with the idea of being Oneg Shabbos? If you want to say that it's going to mat you to take off Maisos on Shabbos and on Yontif and eat it, it's a chkra. Lemishrei tiltu drabanan. Is there a pasuk that you need in order to go ahead? Ilim alasuri mechel. Do we need a pasuk to come along and matir tiltu, which is drabanan? Take a look at Rashi. Inim alasuri b'shabbos mechel. Ve'itzuch lashmin and dafagav the shabbos who mitakten. Even though shabbos you can go be misakin it pshita v'chi itzuch l'kura lemishrei tiltu drabanan. This is drabanan. Afrashes ma'isus b'shabbos ain't alone mishum shavus. It's only drabanan to ke'eser. That's not eluhin mishum shavus. These are things which are also drabanan. Lo magbien truma samaisos v'miseches beitzer. Don't take off truma samaisos because it's like tikkun mane. Ve'echa aser l'kura tiltu ba'alma the itzuch lemishrei hacha. Where did aser they actually need a pasuk to go ahead and come and matter it? So what are you coming to teach me with this pasuk? Can't be that. Beep, turn the page. Tzadik Gimel Beis. Ela lav, ki hai gavna. It must be that what was important, like in this circumstance of a case where you get to go and take off even though it didn't come there. So, what do you see? Rav Yana and the way Rav Chia came along explained. We see that they're masking that a person can be makna davar shalom ba liolam. zokt the top Rashi, and that is Ella Lavka Igavna, the Mutter La Aser al Mashaloba Liolam, Vasid Lava Litzarech Onik Shabbos, and it's going to actually come for the Tzarech of Onik Shabbos. Back to our story. Amalei, so Aviyana speaks up to Rav Chia and he says, I have a hawk. Akriyun Bechelma Kane Rotzutz. He says, I had a dream. I had a dream, says Rashi, second line, Vah Akrayan Bechelma Lil Shabazer, the Kane Rotzutz, Mikra Echad Vishmos Kane Rotzutz. I had a dream that these words, which mean Kane Rotzutz, Kane is like a thing of wood. Rotzutz means it started to break off. That there was broken pieces of wood. They read to me, I got read to me on Friday night. My love, really, is this what they were telling me? That Hine Batachta Lecha Al Mishenes Hakon HaRotzos Hazeh. You relied upon this to be to the support of this broken piece of wood. Meaning, in other words, maybe I made a mistake by going in and behaving like this. There's a pasuk that this is coming off, a pasuk in Malachim, that says, Ato hini batachta lecha al mishenes hakon harotus hazeh, al mitzrayim, asher yusamech isha lov, uba b'chapo unikava, kein paro melech mitzrayim, al chol abotcham alav. Pasuk in Malachim, now behold, you relied on the support of the splintered cane, like that splintered piece of wood, upon Egypt, with which if a man leans on it, it will enter his palm and puncture it. So it was Pyro, the king of Egypt, to all those who rely on him. So that's what he said that read to me, meaning that I did something wrong. So he says, Lo, Hachiyar Malacha. Rav Chia responded, he said, no, this is what they were telling you. Kana Ratzas, Lo Yishbor, Upishtakea, Lo Yichabena. He will not, the Pasuk says, that he will not break a splintering reed, nor extinguish flickering flax. In the end of the Pasuk, Rashi says, Sefer Tekrah, Le'emes Yotzi Mishpat Deshapir Vata. In other words, you came out, will administer justice and truth, which means that what came out is that you actually behaved properly. That was your dream. It's telling you that you did the right thing. Rebbe, how do we know Rebbe also says that... You can be mocked over Shlomo the Olam. The Tanya wrote in the Brayso, Lo Saskir Eved El Adonav. Pasuk says, you shall not deliver a slave unto his master. Rebbe Yom Rebbe says, Belokech Eved Almanas Shachar Akasim Adaber. Pasuk is talking about somebody who buys a slave in order to go ahead and be Meshachar in order to free him. Right? So you don't go ahead and do such a thing, says Rashi. Umuza Shalol Ishtabibo. Hechidami, what exactly is going on over here? I'm Rebbe Nachman Yitzchak. Dikosav Lei. Where the one who's buying it, he wrote for the Eved the following. When I'm going to buy you, you are going to be lemafreya, belonging to yourself from now. So what do you see? Rebbe must hold again. The Davar Shelo Bali Olam. You can make a Davar Shelo Bali Olam. Rebbe Meir had another heel of this also. The Tanya, little switcheroo. In the Masorah Sashas, we learned in a Braisa. Homily Shariat Mugdash is Lilachash is Gayer. The same person says to a woman, I'm going to be married to you, be married to me after I go and I convert to Judaism. Lachash is Gayer, or you convert. Lachash is Gayer after I become freed from slavery. Lachash is Gayer after you become slave. Lachash Yamas Baalich until after your husband dies. Lachash Thomas until after your sister dies. Lachash Alchus Lachli Yavamech, or after your Yavan does chalitza enu mikudeshes. It doesn't work. None of this stuff works. However, Rabbi Meir Omer mikudeshes. He disagrees, and he says that it is mikudeshes. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yankiv. Where do we find that he says this also? The Tanya we learned in a brisa. Yosar al kein Omer Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. More than that, Rabbi Yaakov said, "Afilu im Amar peros arugazu talushim yehud truma aperos arugazu mechubarim." Even if you were to go ahead and say that the owner said, the cut fruits of this row should become truma for those that are attached in another row. Or these fruits that are already, that are mechuba, that are attached, which should be truma for the ones that are already cut. And in both of these type of cases, he says that the truma will happen when the mechubar fruits, the attached fruits, are going to grow a third of their size and that they're going to actually get picked. Says Rashi HaKadosh, Dahavi Gemara Melacha, it's considered the Gemara Melacha, Gdamar Rosh Hashanah, Va'asas HaTfua, L'Shalosh, Atfiyah L'Shalosh, Elu L'Shlesh. So the third is considered its thing. They view Shlesh V'nit L'Shu, and then the fruits get to the third. And they get picked. Dvar of Kayamim, his words are Mekuyam. So we see indeed he also holds the concept that Adam is Makta Davar, Shalom, Ba, Li, Olam. Rabbi Akiva, now you finally get to Rabbi Akiva, who is the Rebbe of everyone, the Tanan. We learned in the Mishnah, the Mishnah comes in the Dharma, and he says, Konim Sheni Yosel Leficha. If a woman goes and says that I'm going and I'm coming and I'm asking you to get into my stuff, and it's Erech Lahafir, he doesn't have to be Mayfir. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Yafir, do it. Because Shem Atadi for love, Yosem in Aroilo, maybe the stuff which is above and beyond that which belongs to him that he should be getting, because a certain amount that goes to him, you know, for what he does for her, so a certain amount goes to him, but not beyond that amount. And maybe that's the part that's going to be a problem. Therefore, Rabbi Kiva says, therefore, you should go ahead and be Mayfair, because Rabbi Kiva must hold that some person is going to be Makna Davar Shalom Baliolam. Now, we dealt with a case where a woman goes ahead, her husband's gone, and some aide comes back and says, your husband's dead, she can get remarried. What about when it comes to Yibam? Do we say the same thing? The guy comes back and says, the husband is dead, can she now go and do Yibam? We know we say we can marry. What about Yibam? Can she do Yibam? We have one aid to say that the husband is a goner. Gonskis and Donskis. Rashi says, Meyed Shemes Baila Kadesh Tizyabim. Is that okay? Time at, maybe, let's take a look at both sides. Time at the Eid Echad, we show the Milsa David, the Gluye Lo Meshaker. The reason why we allow an Eid Echad to go ahead and we even believe it is because, you know what's going to happen? People are not going to lie about something that is going to end up getting out. People are going to get, they're going to figure it out. They're going to find out whether this guy's telling the truth or aren't telling the truth. Therefore, he's not willing to lie because maybe it'll come out. Maybe the guy's going to show up one day. V'hachanami, he'll do the same thing that comes to Yibam. We should allow him to go and do it because Lo Meshaker, we can say that he's not going to lie because he's worried that maybe it's going to come out that people are going to see that he was lying. Oh, Dilma, maybe the other reason we could say is Dilma Tamid Eirechad, the reason why Eirechad, that we let her get married is Mishum De'ihi Daiko Minsaba. Because she's going to check it out herself and then go ahead and get married based off her checking it out herself. As we brought up earlier, pretty bad things will happen if she was wrong. She'll lose everything, so she's going to look it up herself. V'hacha kevin dezimnin derachmale. Rashi says that means that what? Oheves is Yavama. Maybe she really likes her brother-in-law a lot, and therefore lo daiku mitzvah, she's not going to check well, she's not going to investigate well, and therefore we can't allow this to go through, we can't believe it. And this is the Gemara, let's take a look. Amar lo Rav Shei, yo, Tinisu, we learned this in our own Mishnah on Saturday Beis Amad Aleph yesterday. Amar lo Meis Beneich, if they come and say that your son died, and then your husband died. She does Yibam. It was the opposite. She has to leave. Both of them are mamzer. Now, hey, Chidami, what exactly is going on over here that we're going with the second vart, the second to Eidos over the first? Right, because the second one come and they're messing up. But you want to say that there were two witnesses that came first, and then there are two witnesses that came afterwards. Why are we going over one over the other? Understand? Let's go on the first set of witnesses and say she can marry the Yavam. Why are you going with the second ones? And furthermore, mamzer. You're going to say this kid's going to be a mamzer? Suffolk mamzer. What you mean is a suffolk mamzer. You have two aid them saying opposite directions. Chitim a little document to say, yeah, they weren't being dak in their words, and they also mean like suffolk. V'homet katani seifa, but we know that in the seifa, that's in the third case that's brought in the Mishnah, that said what? If after she gets married because of the aidus that her husband died, two other witnesses come and say that he's alive at the time of that she got remarried, and only died afterwards, harishon mamzer v'achron ima mamzer, the first one's a mamzer, the second one isn't. Shmai mina dafka katani. We see that they're being very specific in their wording. So don't tell me lo dak. Elalav shmai mina chad. Rather, what do we learn? It must be that the first aedus that came back and said that it was okay, saying that the husband, the kid died first, and then the husband must have been coming from one aid. Only one aid came. So when the Mishnah says that the we go by the second one over the first one, it's talking about the case where the first one that she has to do Yibam was only one witness, and the second one that she didn't have to was given over by two witnesses. The time of the also betray achush achachashua halavachi mehemin. The only reason why the first witness we got rid of is because of the fact that you have two that came to knock him out. But if there wouldn't have been that happen, if that didn't happen, then we would have believed the first one. So what do you see? Comes out pretty straightforward that Eid Echad is allowed even to go and do Yibam. That's how the whole discussion happened over here. One aid came, and she did Yibam, and then another two aid come. So it has to be as one aid, and there you haven't answered your question. So we simply end up right now, we answer the question, even Eidecha is going to believe when it comes to Yibam, not only with marriage, but even by Yibam. We're going to stop over here and continue, God willing, next time, going with another way to explain what exactly happened over here, another answer. Until then, my friends, I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.